No religious icon is as highly debated as the Shroud of Turin, believed by some to be a miraculous imprint of the body of Jesus Christ on his burial cloth just after his crucifixion. Now, the Shroud is condemned by others as a religious hoax painted by skillful artists in the 14th century. Though the Shroud of Turin is not officially recognized as a relic by the Catholic Church, it nonetheless inspires veneration by the faithful worldwide. Now, the faint yellow image on the Shroud of Turin shows the front and back of the body of a man who died by crucifixion, but no one knows for certain how the image actually arrived on the linen. The image is a near-perfect negative and is anatomically detailed far beyond the scale of any artist before the late Middle Ages. With the exception of the 1988 radiocarbon dating test, most scientific research indicates that the image could indeed be the image of Jesus Christ. Now, with the use of recent modern technology, several findings have emerged which could surely prove that this very shroud is indeed the burial cloth of our Lord Jesus Christ. In March of 2019, a replica of the shroud was attempted, but still remained a challenge for scientists, even with the use of modern-day technology. Several billion watts and 10,000 lasers would be needed to accurately create the image on the shroud. Now, if modern science does not have that sort of technology, what makes it possible for a medieval forger to produce such an image during in-advanced times? To make things even more incredible, the body that the shroud was wrapped in needed to exude these billions of watts to produce a split replica on the shroud. Among the many findings were that the blood on the shroud was found to be AB blood, which matches the blood found in every Eucharistic miracle that has been studied. If we do accept that the shroud bears this miraculous imprint, this image can tell us a great deal about Christ's suffering and death. Perhaps the biggest mystery of the shroud is what happened to the body inside of it. There are no signs of physical decomposition of Jesus' body in the image. The image then exists as a sort of snapshot of a corpse that was removed within 72 hours of burial. This, along with many other factors, indicates it was the shroud of Jesus Christ. The unbroken legs, the crown of thorns, the side wound, and the heavy scourging are historically uncommon. The shroud then gives us a clear look at the way Jesus died for us, a torturous, evil method, full of unspeakable pain and suffering. It cannot but humble us. Now, another image of our Lord that is widely venerated throughout the world is the image of Divine Mercy. The image of Divine Mercy is the painting of a vision of Jesus, which appeared to Saint Faustina on the 22nd of February, 1931, when she was living in a convent in Plock, Poland. Now, Jesus specifically instructed her to have the vision painted and asked that the painting would have the words, "Jesus, I trust in you," inscribed underneath. He explained that the image would be the image of his divine mercy, which he wished the world would come to, as if to a fountain of God's mercy. He also told her that he wished there be a feast day celebrating God's divine mercy. Now, she saw Jesus clothed in a white garment with his right hand raised in blessing. His left hand was touching his garment in the area of the heart, from where two large rays came forth, one red and the other pale. She gazed intently at the Lord in silence, her soul filled with awe, but also with great joy. Jesus said to her, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see, with a signature, 'Jesus, I trust in you.' I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I am offering people a vessel with which they are to keep coming for graces to the fountain of mercy. That vessel is this image with the signature, 'Jesus, I trust in you.' I desire that this image be venerated first in the chapel and then throughout the world." Now, at the request of her spiritual director, Saint Faustina asked the Lord about the meaning of the rays in the image. She heard these words in reply. "The two rays denote blood and water. The pale ray stands for the water which makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for the blood, which is the life of souls. These two rays issued forth from the depths of my tender mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lens on the cross." These words indicate that the image represents the graces of divine mercy poured out upon the world, especially through baptism and the Eucharist. Eugene Kazimierowski was the artist who painted the first image of divine mercy, which currently hangs in the Shrine of Divine Mercy in Vilnius, Lithuania. He died in 1939, and although most of his paintings were destroyed during World War II, his painting of the Divine Mercy image was never harmed. Now, in the mid-1990s, it was accidentally discovered in the USA that this final attempt at rendering our Lord's face in the Divine Mercy image matches the face of the man on the Holy Shroud of Turin with mysterious accuracy. By an eminent photographer's calculations, the face on the original Divine Mercy image was discerned to be smaller in size than that on the shroud. But when the photo of the Divine Mercy painting was enlarged so that the outer line of the hair on the head matched the same line on the shroud image, the result was remarkable. It was found that on both images, there is the same distance between the pupils, the noses are practically the same length, the form of the lips were identical, the moustache and the beard are of the same cut, the hair falls at the sides in the same way. All these points allow for a practically perfect correspondence between the two faces, the face of Mercy.